My Bible is the Word of God, and my Bible says in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. That means America as well, friends, because we are a nation who has forgotten God. America has been called the land of liberty, but it has become the land of libertines. The dictionary definition of a libertine is one devoid of moral principles, a sense of responsibility, or sexual restraints. A libertine has an extreme form of hedonism, and famous libertines in history are Lord Byron, Don Juan, Casanova, the Marquis de Sade, the Roman emperors Caligula, Nero, and Tiberius, Louis XV of France, and Peter the Great, just to name a few of these black-hearted individuals. But America has become a land of libertines because the people of this land have cast off all moral restraints. We as a nation call evil good and good evil. We have legislated God out of our government to such a sad degree we are no longer one nation under God, but we become a nation out from under God. America has spurned the living God of the Bible and enacts laws that undermine the Bible. America, land of libertines, should be our theme song as we out-sin Sodom and Gomorrah, hate all things holy that pertain to a thrice holy God. We are a religious nation, but a godless nation. We lost our moral compass years ago and have been adrift on sea of pleasure and self-gratification. We are a nation filled with people who lust for money, lust for pleasure, and lust for power. If the 80s were the me generation, this present decade is the decadent generation. When a pair of $4,000 sneakers are worn by Hollywood celebrities and mega pastors as well, America is a libertine country. As a nation, it's best compared to a Bentley whose wheels have come off and is spinning out of control on a busy highway, mowing down everything in its path. I've never seen a time in my life where God is judging this nation through his remedial judgments of calamities, national disasters like winds and floods and fires run all over our land, leaving a trail of destruction in their wake. Senseless murders have become commonplace in this land of libertines. For when there is no moral code in society, then a sick society gains the prominence and perversion spills out over this land like a filthy sewer, contaminating everything it touches. This is the decade of the promotion of perversion, when gender no longer matters and a baby can be born and classified as an it. Our schools have become killing fields because we kick God out of our schools. Our cities have become blood red with senseless crimes and murders because we murder senselessly the unborn. Our children lose their innocence too early and are morally corrupted as they're forced to grow up in a morally bankrupt society. But is the main culprit or wicked government run by libertines we call politicians? Is the culprit corporate America, which is also run and controlled by libertines who have no moral compass? No, friends. I believe the main culprit that had sabotaged this once God-fearing nation of ours are the churches themselves, who have become libertines as well. Churches who hate the holiness of God and who promote the happiness of man. Churches that promote a false gospel and who build empires unto themselves as a testimony to their libertine principles. America is religious and lost, and the inmates of the asylum have got control of the institution. America, the land of libertines, is a country much like ancient Rome. Ancient Rome was filled with hedonists who sought only self-pleasure. And as historians tell us, that as ancient Rome was destroyed because it had become one big brothel, so too has America, as she sends herself into antiquity and oblivion. The nation is not mentioned in end-time biblical prophecy because, as a nation, America no longer exists. And the America I grew up in as a boy in the 1950s no longer exists as well. There's no shame in society anymore. Every line of decency has been trampled over by libertines who will walk all over you in their mad pursuit of power and pleasure. America, land of libertines, is also a country heading for collapse and destruction at the hands of a provoked sovereign God. America, land of libertines, my country, 'tis of thee, sick land of libertines, of thee I sing. Heaven help us all.